The United Nations reached an agreement earlier this month with Cambodia to establish a court to try former Khmer Rouge officials accused of genocide and crimes against humanity. During the brutal regime of Khmer Rouge leader Pol Pot in the 1970s, as many as 1.7 million people died. Western influences were purged from the country, and large agricultural communes became the basis for Cambodia's economy. Pol Pot died in 1998. Among his former lieutenants who will face trial is a former math professor known as Duit. Duit was the director of the Tol Sang prison, where thousands of people were tortured and killed. Early in the 1970s, Duit ran the An Long Veng prison camp deep in Cambodia's jungle. There, François Bizot, a French ethnologist studying Buddhism, was held for 3 months, accused of being a spy for the CIA. Bizot is the only Westerner known to survive a Khmer Rouge prison. He writes about that time and his relationship to Duit in his new book, The Gate. At the time of his captivity, Bizot says, Duit was an idealist.
Duit was a truth seeker. He was in quest of absolutes. He hates lies. He was very comparable, in another hand, to some friends I had in France. They were communists, they read Marx, and they want a better society. Mm-hmm. Duit want to change his country. He was aware of the misery of people and the injustice. He was so eager to find the truth in everything that, in one sense, I had an ally in him.
Duit allowed Bizot special favors, a chance to bathe, a pen and paper for writing. Duit also became convinced that Bizot was innocent of the spying charges and eventually arranged his release. But while Bizot sat chained to a tree and watched other prisoners be led off to torture or execution, he tried to understand his jailer.
Duit received order, and that was his job, to believe in his superior. He had a big faith on the clairvoyance of Pol Pot and others. He wanted to support by all his strength of young math professor this revolution. And when I little by little realized that some prisoners were beaten to death, but some others were already tortured. And when I realized that was Duit himself who beat them, he told me, yes, I beat them, because when I see their lie to me to hide the truth which could help our revolution, I get an anger and I beat them. And I realized that I had in front of me a monster.
François Bizot today teaches Southeast Asian Buddhism at the Sorbonne in Paris. The Tol Sang prison is now a museum in Phnom Penh. Duit has been sitting in a Cambodian prison since his capture in 1999. When the genocide tribunal begins, Bizot may be called to testify. He says Duit will probably receive a life sentence, which means food twice a day, and protection from revenge. However, Bizot says that justice should not be the only reason for the trial.
The good reason would be to just try to understand. Try to understand is not try to forgive. He is fully, fully responsible of what we did. That is the terrible destiny of man. Man has been made like shark, like wolf, like other animal in the deepest part of ocean, which can kill. And when animal kill, a shark kill, it's not a problem for that animal. He has no thinking about it. So this poor man, he killed like animal, but after his killing, he's thinking. He has the capacity of looking of what he did. And that makes him very sad, and that makes him to regret. If we can make do speak, he would like very much to explain what he did and why he did it. So that would be the best thing that we could do, is to try to understand how it works, how a man makes things, all those kind of genocide, mass crime and murder and war, which always has the same result, is the sadness and the suffering of people.
François Bizot's memoir of his time as a prisoner of the Khmer Rouge is called The Gate. It's published by Knopf.